our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly. Adam's hurt.
I went to the dentist today and
Adam paid someone to hurt him today. Is what happened.
I can't talk. I'm gonna talk close to the microphone because
I can't talk very loud. I'll stay farther away from the microphone so that our sound balance is better.
My face isn't numb anymore though, so that's
Numb. Is it better or worse that it's not numb? Because if it's not numb, I presume it just hurts
well,
more.
Well, when it's numb, it's just like awkward to talk. Like I can talk, it's just.
Did you bite your cheek at all? I know that's like a thing when your mouth is numb that happens sometimes, is that you bite your cheek.
My tongue is a little rough.
Your tongue is rough?
Yeah, because like, I think it like it scraped the side of the tooth when it was sharp or whatever. Anyway.
Wait, do you want to talk about the dental work you had done?
I had, there's four quadrants in my mouth because my teeth are just a mess.
Yeah, you got teeth that need looking at.
Yeah, so I went to the dentist, the first of like four different sessions or whatever.
Yeah.
And
over like 2 years.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while because of insurance.
Because of our insurance.
So we can do two sessions this year, and then I have to go back once it respawns or whatever.
Respawns.
I don't know the word.
I don't know. It's like the new benefit year starts or whatever.
Yeah. And then, then I'll be all better.
Yeah.
For a couple of years, I guess.
It's too like you did it at just the wrong time. If you'd done it like February or March or whatever, like the benefit year started in April, so you could have done it all this year. But instead, now you have to wait until, like, next year.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, it's not... I mean, it's a couple months past that. It's, like, 3 months past April already.
God, is it already?
It's almost July.
It's so close to... It doesn't feel like July.
Remember last 4th of July when we had the fireworks on the podcast?
Yeah!
That was a year ago.
Oh, my God. That was so long ago.
We've been doing this for...
Like, 2 or 3 years now.
What?
The podcast consistently for three. I think we've been doing it consistently for three.
I think it's been longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because we did it really inconsistently for like.
Did
a
we
couple
start
years.
It in Grand Forks?
No, we started in Sioux Falls.
No, but I mean when we were doing consistently.
Yeah, that was Grand Forks.
Okay. Because we've been here.
I think
for
we
over
started
a year
doing
now.
It consistently in 2014.
Okay.
Or 2015.
The episode was. Sort of Something Left House.
David Left House.
David Left House was the first one of our.
It's a good one. If you're new to the podcast, go listen to the David Left House episode.
I think what we want to do. I think I want to push for a Patreon goal.
You do?
So we can upgrade our account, because then maybe we can have all of our old episodes listed too. Because in iTunes, you can only get the last 10.
Yeah, it's not anything to do with iTunes though, or like with Podbean. Like I don't know how you get more than 10
it might
in
be,
iTunes.
Well, I think it just has to be a different.
Just a different hosting site?
A different
site?
Host, because they only do the last 10, I think, on iTunes.
Yeah, but I don't know why they only do the last 10, that's what I'm saying.
Right, but I'm saying that we can upgrade our whatever system we use instead of using Podbean.
Oh, use like a, what's the other Libsyn. One that people use? Libsyn?
Or, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. I kind of wish we'd done Libsyn from the get-go.
Well, I didn't even know it existed.
I didn't either.
We were just
I'd heard of
it.
Podbean and we just went with it.
But yeah, so we're gonna up our Patreon goal. We're at $9 a month.
We are at $9. What do we need to get at to get to Libsyn? I have no idea what their pricing structure is like.
I don't know. We'll do some research, but just so you know, if you want to donate to our Patreon.
Yeah, if you're not a patron and you want to be, if you like our podcast or you just like us as people.
And if you already are a patron and you'd
thank
like
you.
To increase... Yeah, thank you. And if you'd like to increase your patronage... To let new people have all of our old episodes, or if you want to go and check the feed for old episodes.
We could call them, like, the less than 1% club, like the MTA cast does, but I actually think they're probably more like the 50% club.
You think? I don't
possibly
know.
Possibly, like, the 100%
I've had people tell me that they listen to the podcast
who
just randomly.
How See, here's what it, I don't know how to figure this out, because every time we ask for our listeners to tell us or do something, no one ever does.
That's so well, how many times do you talk to podcasts that you listen to?
They don't ask me to, though. We've had this conversation before. They don't directly ask me to.
The ones I listen to, they do, and I don't.
Really?
Yeah. Like, maybe I'll send them a tweet or something.
But we're, like,
randomly
trying to give shit away, and nobody wants it. Well, like, nobody even wants free stuff.
To be fair, we're
stuff.
Giving away garbage.
Okay, there have been times where we have not talked about what we were going to give away. We just thought it was going to be something real good.
Yeah. I think we just need to have, like... Well, we have one listener who always sends us messages and stuff.
That's true. Yeah. I think we need to have, like, a... format. I think we're too far into this podcast.
Should we do like a Discord channel so everybody can talk to each other?
We could. Wait, we could set up a Discord channel.
Nobody's gonna join it.
We could talk just ourselves.
Just
in there.
You and me.
Because I think when you join Discord, you can see all the previous conversation on the channel, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we ever get anyone, they'll be like, "Oh my God, look at all this back stuff we can listen to."
I'll see if we can. I'm gonna put that on my notepad here. Discord channel for the podcast.
Sorry if anyone hears this background noise. I am also prepping and painting my fingernails on the podcast because multitasking.
I got a post-it note program.
Oh, you really will. It's just the post-it note program on.
Yeah. It's just, so good. I just
if you guys have heard of sticky notes on Windows, the standard program that's been around since.
Since 2 weeks ago
Vista,
when I found it,
maybe?
When you told me about it.
I think Vista was the first time.
Because I've always had problems like remembering what I want to do, like how I want to prioritize my business.
Yeah. And
so I made
a
post-it note that just stays on there forever telling me what I need to do.
You could have used regular sticky notes.
Yeah, but they get lost.
Yeah,
they
do.
They
like lose their sticky and fall on the ground
and then
you never see them again.
And then you have a pile of sticky notes everywhere. I'd rather just have it on my desktop on my computer.
That's fair.
I just got that.
You just got what?
That your desktop is like...
Your desktop?
Like the top of your desk.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Welcome to computers.
When did the desktop originate? Because as far as I've been using computers, after DOS, there's been a desktop.
Well, they call it a desktop computer, so I was just like, oh, it's a desktop.
It's on the top of your desk, sure.
But
then the computer itself has a desktop.
It has a desktop, which is just the screen with all the stuff on it,
yeah.
If you don't know about computers.
It's got all the icons, the programs on it, which I guess in real life would be books? What's the real-life equivalent to an icon on your computer desktop?
Just a thing on your desk?
Just something on
like,
your desk.
Like all these Shopkins in a pile?
No, but, like, what's the real-life equivalent of Adobe Reader? Like, on your real desk.
Like a book?
Like a book.
Like a folder with papers in it?
Maybe? No, because there's just folders on your computer.
Oh, like a program.
Which you can put on your desktop.
So it's like a program.
So it's like but what I'm saying is, like, what's the real life equivalent to a pro? Just
like
a
calculator,
tool, right?
Yeah,
just
calculator.
Like a tool,
or like a hole punch. That's an app on your desktop.
Sure, your desktop app.
Or
hole
a scissors.
Punch. What do you think? What does the Apple app hole punch do?
It doesn't equip.
No. But if there was an Apple app like named hole punch, what would it do?
It would allow you to organize your files better.
Okay, and what does it do? Like, how does it do that?
It puts them in a, on like an iPod, right?
Uh-huh.
You don't have like a really good file storage system.
Uh-huh.
So like a hole punch would let you like put all your files together in one folder.
Okay.
Like, you know how like other computers do?
So I read on the internet today in the news that that iOS 11 is going to allow you to see the folder structure on your iPad iPod.
I just invented it.
Your iPod, like anyone's using iPods. iPhone.
I just invented it.
You're
welcome, Apple.
Now. Well, they've, I think, intentionally not done it for a really long time because the second you open up file structure to the user, it makes it harder to use.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I don't know
what
this is.
Yeah, Apple's all about simplicity, so they just want you to be able to, like, look at a program and know where the thing is and not have to worry about where it's stored, just be able to access it.
Did I ever tell you about when I first got my first computer?
I don't believe that you did. Please tell me. I'm sorry to make you talk so much on your hurt.
No, it's fine. It doesn't hurt more when I talk. I'm just hurt.
It just seemed like it would.
No, it was 1997. I had graduated from high school, and I was going to go to college in the fall.
Okay, and you got it like a computer for college,
right? Yeah, I was like, oh, well, I'll get a computer. So
I got a laptop for it.
I cashed in all my savings bonds that I got, like from like when I was a kid.
Getting, like, you get like a $20 bond or whatever.
Yeah, so I had a bunch of them. So all the money I saved up, it was $2,500 for a computer. Wow. And it was a desktop computer.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to get a good one because it was going to go, you know, they get obsolete quick.
So like, even back then.
So I got one.
And it was you got one that would get obsolete.
It was like a Pentium processor.
Oh, like Pentium 1?
Yeah. Pentium, okay. Pentium processor. It was just called Pentium. There wasn't. it had 4.3 gigabytes.
Megabytes.
Gigabytes right. of hard drive storage.
Oh, I thought you were talking about RAM, and I was like.
No, I had 4.3 gigabytes.
You were in the gigs of hard drive storage?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It was big.
Because our first computer, our first like real computer when I was probably just after that age, I think I was maybe like 11 or 12, we got a computer with 16 gigs, which felt insane at the time. We were like, what are you ever going to do with all of that space?
Yeah, this was 1997.
Yeah, mine would have been about 2001, 2002, somewhere around there.
So like that's about right. Because I was like, this is the best one that I could get.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the internet.
No, of course you didn't.
Didn't have the internet.
Most people didn't. I mean, I think I did.
I had Windows 95 on my computer.
Sister, awesome. When did we get the internet? I know that we had it in like fifth grade, so I'd have been about 10, like 99. We had it somewhere around there because my sister and I would stay home from school. Stay home from school. We would stay home alone in the summers, and we would play Purple Moon. I think it was called Purple Moon. It was a kid's game series thing directed at girls, intentionally at girls. And there was like an online like messaging system where you could like message friends and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's an online game.
Yeah, it was. It was like a game. It was almost like a social network. I think it was probably closer to like Neopets, but.
I remember Neopets.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't understand what this is.
Yeah, I never really did either. There was like pet fighting and stuff that you could do, but I only ever played the games.
Yeah, I was like, Pokemon are better than this.
They were. That's true. But it was a different thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you got your fancy 4 gig computer.
Yeah, so what I did was, since I didn't have the internet and I was like way into this computer, like I went through all the files and changed all the sounds to things I liked.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Like I got CDs and then like I like took part of the songs.
The song, and you like cut it just for the 3 seconds that you wanted to happen when you
and
opened up a folder or whatever.
I had Winamp and I took all my CDs and put them on my computer as MP3s. Yeah.
Winamp. Did you ever do like the whole Kazaa LimeWire situation?
I was way into Kazaa.
What was the one that we had? Because we had Kazaa.
Well, Napster was first.
We didn't have Napster. Yeah. We didn't get to Napster in time. We had LimeWire, and we had Kazaa. And Kazaa one day decided to go rogue and try to download and import every file on our computer into Kazaa. So every time we tried to open Kazaa, it would crash the computer.
Oh, it just tried to share everything?
It tried to import it for sharing. I'm not really sure what it was trying to do. Whatever it was, it crashed the computer every
Somebody
time we
opened
it.
Somebody messed up a setting.
We had to move to something else, and I don't remember what it was.
There's one called Morpheus?
Yeah, it might have been Morpheus that we moved to.
It was like, Kazaa was first, and then LimeWire, and Morpheus was like after those, when they were kind of dying down
a
little bit.
I don't know. It might have been something else.
But there was a bunch of, like, you never knew what songs you were going to get. Like, it says it's
this
artist.
Yeah, it was like a 2/3 chance you'd get the right song, but sometimes
like,
it'd be...
I'm like, this is a song, it says it's by Ween. It's not by Ween, this is something else. They didn't know what
it was
either.
Sometimes it would just be recorded off the radio,
and
it'd have, like, the radio ads, or, like, halfway through the song, something would just cut in and be like, shared by DJ Disco Man, and you'd be like, ugh, DJ Disco Man, what are you doing? And then, like, the song would resume, but it ruins the song. You can't listen to that.
Right.
That's unlistenable.
Yep.
Do we have a snack?
I can't eat anything.
You just had dinner.
Yeah, we had dinosaur chicken nuggets.
We had dinosaur chicken
nuggets.
That's
our snack. They were good.
Have we not had a snack in the history of this podcast?
Give me something.
Oh, go get from the fridge the chocolate that we have.
Oh,
we can review
chocolate.
That.
I can totally eat that.
You can definitely eat chocolate. Guys, I'm painting my nails in case anyone is wondering what's going on with the color here. This is Bermuda High. This is Octopus Party Nail Lacquer. It's like a pinky coral color with a hollow flash. It's really pretty. I saw it today because they are re-releasing it with a stronger Spectraflare holo. It's the same color, but it's got Spectraflare this time.
I entered at the wrong part of the conversation. I have no frame of reference.
I'm talking about
what's happening.
The nail polish that I'm putting on.
Should I talk about my magic cards now?
Well, I was going to finish talking about the nail polish. Okay. Anyway, it's going to be back out for a limited release. It's the exact same shade, but it's got stronger holo. And it'll be out, I think, this weekend. So if you never got Bermuda High in the first place, it's a really great color. It got hard.
Well, it was in the fridge. Mm-hmm. I just brushed my teeth.
Oh, you did just brush your teeth.
I'm just gonna smell it.
You can just smell it.
It smells good.
So what are we eating here?
It's chocolate.
It's chocolate. What kind of chocolate is it?
I forget what chocolate it is. Hold on, there's a paper with it. It is Intrigue Chocolate Company.
It's clove flavored.
Cloves.
And it is delicious.
Made by hand in Seattle, Washington.
I think you do kind of have to.
Intriguechocolate.com.
I think you do have to kind of like cloves, though.
Yeah.
This wouldn't be for someone who didn't like, because cloves...
I hate clove cigarettes. Like, all my goth friends would smoke clove cigarettes when I was in, like, high school and college,
yeah.
And they just stunk everything
up. Yeah, because they're going to smell like cloves.
They're going to smell like burning cloves.
Yeah.
Which is different than,
great.
Like, cloves on a ham, which smell good, or, like, as a spice. When you smoke cloves, you are a dirty person and you stink.
You're a dirty person.
So, if any of our listeners smoke cloves... Just ignore that.
Nope. You're a dirty person.
You're a dirty person.
Smoke something else. We all know that you either want to be smoking cigarettes or weed, so just do that instead, because come on. It's not going to be any... Clove cigarettes are not any better for you.
I think my friends who like clove cigarettes just like them because they were black. Like, they were
black
cigarettes.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I always wondered why
they crackled.
I always wondered why goth was synonymous with clove cigarettes, but that makes sense if they're black. Yeah. I never knew.
They like the word black.
I've never seen one. Speaking of goths, I went to Pride this weekend. The Pride Parade in Seattle yesterday started at 11 a.m. And I woke up at about 11:15 really distraught because I was missing it. Because I thought, for some reason, I thought the time was 1 p.m., which is interesting because a couple days earlier I told you it was at 11. So I'm not really sure how I forgot that time. But I woke up really distraught, so I decided, well, I'll go try to catch the tail end of it. So I got up, I got ready. I got there at 1 o'clock, and I watched the parade for 2 hours, and then I left, and then the parade went on for another hour. It was a 5-hour parade, which, as anyone who's attended a long parade will tell you, that's too much parade.
Yeah.
You should not have that much parade.
And it was also 90 degrees.
And yes, it was... I think if it had been like 75, it would have been better.
Yeah, like a normal summer day in
Seattle. Yeah, there were like entire stretches of the road that the parade was on that were empty of people. Just no spectators because they were in full sun. Like, I was standing in the shade, so it wasn't that bad. But there's no way I could have stayed in the sun for any more than 20, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised I didn't get sunburned yesterday. I did get sandal tan, which is where when you wear sandals, you get tan around the part where the sandal straps were.
I think I'm more tan in Seattle than I've ever been.
Yeah, I'm more tan in Seattle too. I think because it's just nicer to go outside and because we have to walk places.
Yeah, we have to go outside, so I don't get burnt as much. Like I've got like a tan on my arm.
Yeah, we don't really take the car all that many places either. Yeah. Like you drive it to work, but if we're going to go to the grocery store, we're usually taking a bus or walking.
Yeah, just hop on the bus or walk because
it's
half a mile.
It's not that far away,
It's not that far.
Is it even half a mile?
I don't know.
It might be. It's probably about half a mile.
Yeah, it's about half a mile.
Still.
It's probably like 1.2 kilometers.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pokemon could probably tell me.
No, it's like 0.9 kilometer. I'm trying to figure out. It's 1.6 kilometers is a mile.
Is a mile. Do you want to...
So it's like 0.8.
You mentioned wanting to talk about magic. I can't tell if that was a bit because I was talking about nail polish or if you actually
just
want to talk about magic.
Sometimes we talk about things that we like.
Right.
On the podcast, and you like nail polish, and I like magic.
Right. So I was going to say, did you have something to say about magic?
Yeah, we got to play, from work, we got, like, battle decks that they had the tester ones that they didn't want, so they just gave them away. And we played two of them against each other, and one of them is really good, and the other one is real bad.
One of them, the one that I was playing, was really good. And the one that Adam was playing did not seem to have a win condition.
Yeah, it just kind of
dirtled forever
and did nothing.
There was no winning.
Yeah.
And I still, like, you looked at the deck afterwards and you still don't know how it was supposed to win.
Yeah. It had a, like a some removal, some card draw.
Yeah, I mean, it effectively stopped me from doing things a couple times, but never enough to actually make it work.
I think it's possible just those two decks are not well matched.
Yeah,
my deck was way better than Well, just this, yours. The token strategy isn't really good against, like, spot removal.
Yeah. It's better against board wipey removal.
Yeah.
Which you did not have.
Nope. But, yeah, so we did that. I'm building... There's some new cards from Hour of Devastation, the new set coming out that were spoiled this week.
Anything from Wizards. Good?
Yeah, there's, another curse. I really like curses. They came out in the original Innistrad.
Okay.
And, I've kind of been collecting the curse cards to put in a commander deck at some point.
You want a cursed commander deck?
Yeah.
Curse cards do?
Can you remind me? A curse is it's an aura that attaches to a player.
Okay.
So you play it and you attach to a player.
Oh, it's like an enchantment for a player.
Yeah, so it's a player.
Okay, that's really cool.
So you put it on them and then it's just like it does stuff, bad stuff to them.
Just like every upkeep, lose a life or whatever.
Yeah, something. That's some. There's one that does that. There's a red one, does it damage them during their upkeep? There's a black one.
What, really?
Yeah. There's a
black... I got it right?
Yeah, that's one
I
of...
made a card? I mean,
that's the simplest one.
I made a card!
Good job.
What is it called? What's the card called that I made?
Curse of the Burning Heart.
Can you put some chocolate in my mouth?
Oh, I already put it away.
Oh. But I barely got to eat any.
Yeah, well, I was waiting for it to warm up.
Oh.
Because it was in the fridge for some reason.
Because you have to keep it there. Because they tell you to.
Because it's like real fridge. Fancy Because
it's
chocolate.
Like actually chocolate. It's like a truffle. Mm.
Jesus. Okay. That's like $8 worth of chocolate you just put in your mouth.
No, it's not. That whole thing was $10. So.
Okay, so that was like $3 worth of chocolate you put in your mouth.
It is expensive chocolate, but it's really worth it. It's so good. If you're in Seattle and you're in Pioneer Square.
Yeah. If you ever come to Seattle and you want any like chocolate.
If for some reason you're coming to Seattle, say like in August.
Yeah, like in the near the end of August.
Which, by the way, is both of our siblings.
My brother's coming like 22nd, 24th, 20, 22nd, somewhere around there.
He's coming the week before my sister, I think.
Okay.
My so sister August comes like somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It'll be really... Anyway, if they're here at the same time, that'd be cool.
We should go to Pioneer Square because I want to go to Tat's Deli and get...
You want to get a butterscotch crimpet?
A steak and cheese.
Okay.
Cheese steak. Oh, and if you're coming here from like anywhere that has...
Food that we don't have here?
Food that we don't have. If you can get it, just bring it.
Yeah. I know guess Shane's not coming from Pennsylvania anymore.
Not. I mean, we could probably just buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, we could.
You can get like a box of butterscotch crimpets for $30 or something.
$30 plus $6.99 shipping.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah.
For those interested in my fingernails update, I'm on the second coat.
They're pink.
They are like a corally pink.
With the octopus. It's a picture of an octopus on the bottle.
There's a picture of an octopus on the bottle because the brand is Octopus Party Nail Lacquer. What else do you want to talk about?
Oh, I got a game. We're going to play a game.
Okay. What's the game we're going to play?
The game is you're going to describe what the art of a card is, and then the podcast listeners have to guess what it is.
Oh, that's going to work.
Well, I'll guess, too.
I don't think any of our podcast listeners...
It doesn't matter.
Know what magic cards are.
I don't know.
You just want me to describe the art of something.
Uh-huh.
All right. So there's this guy, right? And he's, like, in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, like, a stick in one hand, and it's, like, going across his back. And it's got, like, a pointy end. And he's ready.
Is he a mummy?
No. He's a guy. Just, like, a guy. Got, like, dark skin, dark hair.
Does he live on Amonkhet?
He's got like a big gauntlet thing on. Yeah, he does live on Amonkhet. I guess it's on Amonkhet, not in Amonkhet.
Is he a red creature?
No, he's white.
He's a white creature. Is he in a crop?
Is he a what?
Is he in a crop? Is he in one of the crops from Amonkhet?
Not from his name, but maybe.
Oh, okay.
I think he is.
Oh. Okay.
Did you look at the card?
I totally looked at it.
Good. I'm glad that you looked at it.
I never would have got it. I never would have got it. I'm so bad at this.
For the podcast listeners, Unwavering Initiate. All right.
Tell me, describe this one.
Did you just look at it?
Yeah.
Okay, no. I'm not describing it to you. You just looked at it. That defeats the entire purpose.
This is the best game.
Well, it was a good game until you looked at the card first. I'm listening.
I don't have anything else to say.
Wait, there's got to be... Oh, do you want to talk about Pokemon?
Oh, we did some raids.
Do you want to talk about raids are? Because they weren't out yet last week.
Go has had huge updates.
Mm-hmm. Mostly surrounding the way gyms work.
Yeah, it's been a year since the original game was released, and now people are back into it because they updated the way gyms work. And they introduced raids, which are really cool. So the gyms work now is there's a max of 6 Pokemon in a gym, and they all have to be different. When you beat them, they're instead of
just like
knocking down
the size of the gym, you knock down the health of each individual Pokemon.
Yeah, the combat points of each Pokemon, so they're easier to fight every time you go through it.
Mm-hmm.
But and you can take out a gym by yourself.
You can actually pretty easily take out a gym by yourself.
Yeah, but then you only get one Pokemon to put in there.
Yep.
And it's just sometimes it's not worth the effort. And it's like, and also they changed.
I think it's worth the effort.
Well, it's fine for casual players. It's a lot better for casual players. Than
it's
for,
not as good for
like the hardcore players, which we are not. So that's great. The hardcore players are mad because they lowered the daily coins. From 100 to 50.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I got my Snorlax back from a gym, and it said, he gained you 50 coins. And I was like, well, that's all the coins I'm getting today.
Yeah.
But you can get... it's easier to get coins, but the maximum is lower.
I don't actually know how many mine got, because it didn't tell me. Is there a way I can go look?
You can check how many coins you have.
Yeah, but I don't know how many I had before.
Yeah, well, then no. Okay. Or maybe you can check in your journal. I don't know.
I did check the journal. It didn't seem to show up.
Yeah. So that if they come back and they don't have any coins, it means that you already hit your maximum for the day.
Oh,
from
okay.
your other Pokemon. So if you had like 6 Pokemon out...
It's not really worth it to go like out with your team and just fill up all of the gyms.
Yeah, you want to get a couple and hope they stick around.
I think that's the thing, though. I think that they needed to pander to the casual players because those are the ones they lost.
Right.
Right? So they needed to bring the casual players back in because everyone else was still playing.
Right. Because the hardcore players will go out and like stock up 20 gyms so they can get their 100 coins every day. Or 100 and... I think it's 100 coins every day. And then they would...
They also never need to pay for anything because they have their 100 coins a day, right?
Right. So, so those people are, you know, they go out and do that for 4 hours a day.
And now it's not worth it for them anymore.
It's not worth it for the super hardcore gamers, which is awesome for the casuals because they can just go out and fill up a gym and be like, I'm in a gym. Look at my Blissey or whatever. But then, and then raids are what the hardcore players like now. That's people are chasing raids.
Do you think that raids are actually benefiting casual players more, though? Because I think that they are.
Yeah, they're benefiting everyone. They're benefiting hardcore players because they can get whatever movesets they want on their Pokemon by farming TMs and stuff like that. And they benefit casual players by getting cool Pokemon that are strong.
Mm-hmm. So I think that there are some problems with raids. I read an article today.
Okay.
That confirmed some of what I thought and then made me think more about things. I think one problem with raids is that you have no way of knowing how many people are in a raid until you've already started the raid.
Yeah, that sucks.
So if you are at a Larvitar raid, which are notoriously the most difficult raids so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're the worst
Larvitar
ones.
Or Tyranitar?
Or Tyranitar.
Yeah, okay.
If you're at a Tyranitar raid... And you think that there's 10 other people playing, and you get in there and there's 2 other people playing, you can't take it down, and you just get steamrolled by it. Right.
Well, that's why you talk to the people around you.
Right, but that's not always possible. Like, you can't always talk to the people around you, right? And conversely, like...
I don't see why not, though. If you're just not a person who talks
Starbucks,
to other people.
Like, what if you're in the Starbucks, and the Starbucks is where the thing is? You don't want to just, like, announce to the world, like... Hey, there's a Tyranitar. Is anyone doing it? Because that's a weird thing to do in public. And maybe you aren't someone who talks to somebody.
Yeah.
Also, there doesn't really seem to be a point to the 1 and 2 star raids. Like.
Yeah, they don't do they not
who's
get TMs?
Doing them? I don't know.
If they give maybe. TMs, then go do them.
It just doesn't feel like it's worth spending. You get one raid pass a day, spending your one raid pass on a one. Like
or, unless
one
it's a
Magikarp,
because it can be shiny.
Also, who's doing the threes? I think the the threes are a big miss, because one and two you can solo for sure.
Yeah.
Four you definitely need a group four, and people are showing up for fours. Mm-hmm. But where's anyone going with threes?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, who's targeting a three-star one?
Unless you got, like, you and two friends to go do a three-star.
Yeah, exactly. It's not really...
I was a three-star here. But, I mean, that's... I guess it's the hardcore gamers are going for the threes, because they get a group of people to go out and do all the raids.
Yeah, and they're not balanced, like... It suggests that you're supposed to have, like, six people for a one-star raid that takes you 15 seconds to take down.
Yeah.
Like, the balance on it is completely messed up, so yeah. You don't actually know how many people you need for a raid because you can't trust any number it tells you. That's all.
Yeah. No, that's
fair. But overall, it's really, really cool, and I am excited for it.
But
we
had, six for Tyranitar?
Eight.
We had eight?
We ended up with eight.
Yeah.
We had six people we knew about and then two that were just somewhere else.
Yeah, they were hiding in the bushes or something. But we got it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't catch it. So part of the raid is you fight the Pokemon, and then you get special bonus items, and you try to catch it. And if you run out of Premier Balls, whatever it gives you, you don't get more, and you just don't catch the Pokemon, and that kind of sucks.
Well, but then you can go do another raid later. But you still got the items. You got a TM. You got some...
It's true.
Golden raspberries to help
maybe
you
get
catch.
A TM, maybe a golden raspberries, maybe a
bunch of revives. I always get revives that I never
want. Yeah, I get revives, too. I don't know.
I need just...
But it's cool.
I need, potions.
I'm just still waiting for the day when I can lock eyes with a trainer and then we battle. That's what I really want.
We can battle here.
No, but I want to lock eyes with the trainer and then battle them because we locked eyes.
Mm-hmm. Let's battle.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Go, Magikarp!
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
splash. Magikarp, use splash. It had no effect.
Metapod, use harden.
Your defense Metapod's went up by defense one. Increased by one.
Metapod, use harden. Just that's
Magikarp, use splash.
I think
it
I still
had no effect.
I think I still
eventually
win.
Nope, eventually I win because I flail eventually. Well, I run I out struggle. Of splash and I flail. Or struggle. I struggle.
I have struggle too.
Okay, I guess the question is, who has struggle first?
I think harden has 30 and splash has 40.
Okay, so you're going to struggle first. And even if I did struggle first, it's probably going to take me an extra 10 turns of struggle to get through the defense that you just did. So I think your Metapod wins. Good job. You beat my Magikarp.
Yep. How many experience points do I get?
Like 14? It's not, yes. It's not very many.
My Metapod's only level 2, so...
That'll help.
That helps.
All right. I think that's about time to wrap it up. This is the...
I just want to do a non-good thing. And we're still waiting for our damn picture frames that we ordered. We ordered on June 10th.
Really?
Yeah.
To be fair, they may have been misdelivered. We may have gotten them and they did not come because of our post office. But
I did get my archenemy Nicol Bolas.
There's a reason I insisted on paying through PayPal for them.
Okay.
For the picture frames. Because that way, if they don't ever send them, we can dispute it through PayPal easily.
Well, I sent them an email today saying, like, hey,
who knows how their customer service
is. We got one of these frames and the other. Well, they have, like, a chat on their website.
Oh, what did they say?
Well, the chat was closed because it was past 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Exactly. So great customer service there.
Well, you know, it's a picture frame store. All they get is calls about,
I mean,
like,
we didn't actually research this company at all before we ordered from them, so.
Well, it was the same one that sells them on Amazon. And
is it?
We got them, Craig's whatever. Or no, you got it from somewhere else.
Yeah, we ordered from, like, you frame it or something.
I was going to order from the other one, but it was a little more expensive.
Yeah, these were cheaper, so.
There you go, cheaper. But I have my Dark Tower map that I want to frame real hard. And then we got all of our art from last year's
From last
festival.
Year's Solstice Festival. And then we got a bunch of Gus Fink art that we haven't put up yet.
Yeah.
We got just a lot of art that we need to get on that.
I also pre-ordered a book.
Oh, really?
Nicholas Gurewitch, who did the Perry Bible Fellowship,
Okay.
is coming out with a book.
Is it a Perry Bible Fellowship book, or
no.
is it just a separate
No, it's
book?
A different thing. It's kind of like Edward Gorey style.
Ah, that's
and
cool.
And I shared his video on my timeline.
I didn't watch it.
So
I saw that you shared it.
Well,
but...
if anybody knows me on Facebook, you can watch the video. And
you could share it to the page, too.
Yeah. I could. I might do that. We'll see. We'll see if I do that. But anyway, I'm going to go to sleep, because it's way past my bedtime.
I'm going to go clean up my nails and top coat them. Bye!
Yeah. Bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.